Whiskey 8 Alpha Bravo. I think I got that right. Whiskey 8 Alpha Bravo. Whiskey 8 Mike Alpha Bravo Echo Link. Whiskey 8 Alpha Bravo. Whiskey 8 Mike Alpha Bravo Echo Link. You got a copy?
Whiskey 8 Alpha Bravo.
Copy on you here on Echo Link. Didn't sound too bad. I don't know how good I sound down there. I've heard these Echo Links can sound pretty good, and some of them sound pretty bad. But, yeah, I can hear you. I got a copy on you. Over.
I'm fine. We're getting 40 mile per hour winds. I can see the rain going sideways right now. I'm currently in a spare bedroom. Yeah, you sound great. So as long as I can get in, I think we're good.
Yeah, you made it in okay. Okay, well, that was kind of neat, our first experiment on this. I just noticed that when I hit the button, it takes a little bit longer to flip over to receive, so you might wait just an extra second and a half before keying up when it clears out.
That sounds good. Yeah, under the tornado watch right now. We'll see if it turns into a tornado warning, but at least now I have a radio and I can actually hear stuff.
Well, there you go. Yeah, a little bit of extra safety and communications for you there. Okay, well, I'll let you go deal with what you got to deal with. So a little bit of a success here on the Echo Link. So, well, that was kind of cool. So, all right, we'll let you go, and you be careful down there. From West Michigan, Whiskey 8, Mike Alpha Bravo. We'll be clear on your final.
Thanks, Dad. Yeah, hopefully it doesn't get too bad. I'll try and keep you updated later on, but I am extra grateful that I have this extra security if I need to use it. I'll talk to you later, South Carolina.
Whiskey 8,
Alpha Bravo, we're clear. 6CLX Mobile. 4DOS, KO4 NUE.
NUE, KI4DOS. Hey, Chad.
Hey, boss man. Do you not out in this weather, are you?
I am. Well, I come through a terrible hailstorm just a little bit ago. I thought I was going to get a busted windshield, but it wasn't quite that bad. I don't think I had any damage, but I tell you what, the bottom fell out.
It was awful here. It's just awful. I unplugged the radios. The lightning was just really bad. And hail everywhere. And just wondering if you'd made it home yet.
Yeah, I made a couple of stops on the way home. I had to get some dog food, so the dogs will have something to eat here in just a little bit, if it ain't raining too hard, that is. They may not want to eat if it's raining and hailing.
Understand. All right, well, how much further you got to go to get to the house?
I'm on Saluda Dam Road, if that gives you any indication.
Okay, then. I'll let you get on. 73's bud. I'll talk at you maybe on the net tonight. KO4 NUE, I'm clear.
Yeah. You have a good evening. Tell Miss Anna I said hello. I'm going to ease on over here to the house. I called Joy and she said that she didn't need anything other than the dog food and some stuff. So I'm going to ease on over here to the house and hopefully she might let me eat supper tonight. I don't know if she will or not.
I expect she will. You might have to do a little bit of smooth talking, but I expect she'll let you.
Ate some leftovers in the refrigerator, so if she don't, I can always fend for myself. You know how that goes. Take care there, young man. We'll talk at you a little bit later. Enjoy it. KO4NUE, KI4DOS Mobile.
We're NUE, KO4HKX.
KO4NUE, what's going on, bud?
I'm sitting here in a convenience store right now, just kind of waiting for things to die down a little bit.
Rolled through here like a freight train for, about 8 minutes. And, my word, hail, lightning, sheet rain. I mean, it was coming down sideways. The wind was really bad. I got to go out and check my dipoles. I know it's a couple of trees down, but I'm just going to let things settle down a little bit and go look see.
I was over here at Sandy Flats, right straight in line with you, between you and Gary, so I got you.
Well, I'm just going to let you know, 15 minutes till 7, Saturday morning, I'll give you a holler on the landline.
Roger that, anytime. I've got one more stop up at Blue Ridge up there at JD Tractor, and then I'm heading to the house.
I'll be safe, but it gets bad. Just pull in somewhere. It ain't worth it. But that was a little scary. All right, but I'll catch you later. KO4HKX, KO4NUE, 73.
Chad, W4NGU. Chad, is 33 off the air?
It is not. I just checked it about a minute or two ago. Do you have any issues?
I was about 30 minutes ago, and I have for several days. I keep keying up a distant repeater. I don't know what's been going wrong on my end, I guess.
Something else is awry, because it just identified, and I was on it just a couple of minutes ago.
I'll throw out my call over there just to see if it's back up on my end. But good to hear you. I'm just about to pull in the house. W4, never give up.
Mobile. Is that LK Mobile?
LX Mobile.
Mike, how are you today?
I was tempted to say I'm on 85 between Spartanburg and Greenville. I was tempted to say I'm Maritime Mobile.
I'm sure. How is the traffic? Is it moving pretty good, or is it all backed up?
It's doable. I don't want to curse it.
Down here at Greenville, Malden and Lawrence Road area. Hopefully it'll stay that way.
Coming through, so now the rain's picking up. I'm over here at 290. We're cruising at 60, 65.
There, I got to change gears. I'm still in traffic here. Put it into Malden. Trying to get the fountain in. Looks like 385 is kind of stop and go along there.
I'm just, in an evening like this, I'm just happy to get home. Flash every once in a while. It's kind of cool out here.
And on my way in, I hated to leave the house. It looked like the worst of it's kind of skipping around us. And I just had a little quick one go through Greenville. But I know they're getting it harder down towards Anderson and up towards Greer and Lyman or the other side of it.
I was leaving the office. I was went up to the door. I said, holy Moses. And the secretary came over to see. The clouds looked like they were about 100 feet up and dark as can be and looking angry.
In the weather, 145.47, I think. One they do the Skywarn on. There was a lot of wild reports on it.
Skywarn once before. I couldn't remember the channel. Now I know the frequency. Good. I'll plug that in here. Of course, not right at this moment.
LH repeater, and it's up on Caesar's Head as well. 145.470, I'm pretty sure that's what it is. It does have a tone, though. You have to look that up.
Hello. Programmed in here. N6CLX, go ahead.
Roger. Just short comments. Yeah, the 14547 is the Skywarn Ed. PL is 91.5.
Leroy, N4ZLK. Good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon. I'm where I need to be for a meeting. I've just listened to your radio traffic and listened to the 47 repeater on the way in. They got a tornado warning going on down in Whitmire, sounds like. Anyway, 7-3, guys. Be safe out there if you're traveling. K5WLL, clear.
That block. Go ahead, Mike.
I'm probably got it in this thing. I downloaded everything in the area and put it in this radio, but, you know, it's in there, never to be talked on again, because I just leave it on this one.
Has multiple repeaters in here, but I pretty much hang out over here. I did know that about the Skywarn, so when it gets real bad, I'll check over there.
Repeaters on this radio. And got some of those repeaters in there. They're there. I can reach them. No one's ever on them.
Does that 4 meters fall onto?
I went the wrong way. Not 2 meters. It's 1 meter. It's 220.
I was trying to think of what frequencies we had access to between 50 and 144.
Well, if I was talking on 4 meters, just don't let the FCC know.
Sometimes I think they don't care anymore unless they care at the moment. You know what I mean?
I think more often than not, does the field office in that particular area need some funding?
In a while, did you have a good holiday season, Christmas and New Year's, New Year?
Above, how about you?
Oh, that was pretty. Nice lightning going across the sky. We did. We had a very nice time. Had another Christmas gift 3 days early. Another granddaughter born December 22nd. She was supposed to come about January 1st or 2nd. She came a little bit early, which was nice. We got to see her that day, and then she came over on Christmas.
This is the Christmas present I've ever heard of. My wife was born on the 19th of December, so almost made it.
When it comes to gifts for birthdays and Christmas, the temptation is to just combine everything, but it's not really fair when the other kids are spread out more, and you know, they get a birthday gift, so we got to make sure we keep that fair.
Wheeler's broken down just before the GSP exit, headed south. Four guys out there working on it, the guy from Love's.
Dude, at least.
But, you know, in this weather, everyone's going to jam their brakes.
Coming home from Wednesday morning, I guess, coming home from Atlanta, there was a guy on the side of the road, 18-wheeler, and the rear corner of the trailer was sticking out in the lane there, just enough to make people try to swerve or slam on their brakes. Felt bad for him. He couldn't go any further.
That's just got to sting. Finally off of the raceway. Just inching my way to Highway 14.
And I got to get this N4ZLK 73.
73 Shane, take care of business. N6 CLA.
Shane. Hey, Mike. KO4HX.
I don't remember if I talked to you since Christmas, New Year's either.
So how you been?
It's, Slow recovery from the long holidays off, and then I got sick in between. Swore I must have had COVID or something, but the doctor took tests and said no, but got sick with something. It took about 3 weeks to start feeling better.
Just had something lately. Either the flu, COVID, sinuses, something has gotten everybody lately, it seems like.
One day, because I had a sinus problem, and I had this 2 or 3 years ago, and it happened again. I started feeling dizzy, and I went around the corner to talk to the boss and almost kept going, and I said, I think I got to go home.
Well, when your head gets stopped up, it messes with your equilibrium there, and it might throw you off a little bit.
I tried to find my way through it. That was a mistake. It just gets worse. And then that vertigo gets so bad, I started throwing up. So I said, I got to go. I got to go now before I can't drive home. If I have medicine for it. And then that's when I went to the doctor. They gave me a couple shots and a couple antibiotic prescription and, you know, the same old stuff. Did a flu check and a COVID check, and both came back negative. So I don't have any real good stories to tell beyond that.
Bet you've been doing okay.
Yeah. Yeah, just that sapped me of energy, so I've been kind of quiet lately. So that'll explain why I haven't been around. It's almost like I don't want to work anymore. Well, not almost. But anyway, you get it. Things are good. Just trying to get the new year started. And 2023 is kind of like one of those old motorcycles. I've been kickstarting it, and I think I finally got it running.
A few hundred kicks didn't work, and you got to jump off and kick it from the side a little bit, and then get back on it.
23 so far, but it's been good, steady. End of last year, we had some little problems, but in the network I'm talking about. But it was a nice holiday. How about with you?
Off to about a typical start for this time of year for me. It's typically slow. Everybody recovering from spending too much for Christmas and all that, and the holiday is no short weeks and all. So it's just about par for the course.
I sure do notice a lot of banged up, cruddy looking cars on the roads nowadays. Mine included.
I don't watch running down the roads anymore.
I'm spending pretty severely now.
A lot of people are cutting back on spending, but they're still having to put daily stuff on their credit cards, which is not good. I was watching some financial reports there the other day and talking about it. But I got a phone call coming in, Mike, so I'm going to jump off. You be careful out there in 73. Good to hear you. KO4HKX. I'll be clear.
Good to hear you too, Patrick. I'll talk to you again. N6CLX. I'll be in here for a little while.
ACA, KO4NUE.
ACA.
I'm down the roster. Are you good? Everything all right?
I just got a text that you were on 3-3 and I was over there. I came back over here. We're doing good. Still got the high winds, heavy rain, a lot of lightning and thundering, but we're doing okay. No power loss yet.
All right. Can you QSY 330, please?
Yes, sir, I will. KA3JCA QSY.
And LK is back.
N6CLX.
Tonight, I'd rather do that than what I'm doing. So I'm just headed to my first pickup here. I just started working.
Boy, keep it moving.
On in, and then I got to take a couple of trailers from there to Spartanburg, and then come back to Greenville, and then take a load down to Atlanta, and bring a load back.
Hours down, six to. Must be, well, you're working 10?
Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, and it turns out to about 12 and a half hours, if I'm lucky.
I thought you kept saying you have an easiest job in the company.
Least physical, I can tell you that. It gets mental sometimes, but I'm glad I have the radio. Some of the guys spend all night on the telephone. And I know it's kind of the same thing, but they're on group talks, you know, I don't know, just car conference calls, I guess. It does help when you get sleepy, and that happens occasionally, but I found the repeater there on the way to Georgia, or on the way to Atlanta. There's always somebody on there, so I've met some regulars, and it's been pretty good. They're almost as nice as the people up here.
I hear that. All right, Shane, sorry to do this to you, buddy. I'm home, and I'm going in, and I'm probably got a really
cruddy signal right now anyway. N6CLX, I'm going to clear out.
Good night. 7-3. Have a good evening. N4ZLK Mobile.
Alpha 607 on mobile.